Welcome to Challenge Accepted. I'm your host, Stephanie Lucas, a marriage and family therapist by trade and mom to a daughter with hearing loss. I'm creating a space for parents and caregivers of special needs families to find support, validation, and acceptance by sharing stories of a broad range of families with unique challenges. While this isn't therapy and does not replace the advice of a medical provider, we'll dive into the tougher parts of parenting together and join a team of support from others who get it. This next half hour is about you, your experiences, your emotions, and being allowed to take up space as a parent and human being. So hands in, ears on, hearts open, team, this is Challenge Accepted. Welcome back to the podcast. It's been a whirlwind few months, and I'd like to take a look back on our first 12 episodes to reflect a little about how this all got started and what I have learned along the way. Our first episode was with Fiona West. She is an author and educator, and she shared with us about her family's journey learning that her son has sensory processing disorder and how that impacted their entire family system. Since that time, Fiona is pursuing a possible autism diagnosis for her daughter. We all know how challenging a new diagnosis can be for a family, as well as the distinct challenges that girls face in getting an autism diagnosis, so we wish her family all the best as they seek support. Also, a big thank you to her for writing the lesson plan that accompanied my therapeutic card game during the hiatus. She is a rock star. Minisode 1 was about the moment we found out about Riley's hearing loss. When I reflect on this episode, it felt like I was trying to write how it felt to have your entire world just flipped like a pancake, sloppily at that. I wasn't sure I had done it justice, but I also wanted to take the process slowly. Each moment, each new bit of information was its own unraveling of sorts, and it just felt like it needed to be processed slice by slice. I feel like I could write a whole book just interviewing people on that moment for them. There's something so powerful about a split second in time that changes your life forever. I've spent some more time thinking about those other split seconds along this journey, and I'm excited to speak more to them in the upcoming minisodes. Episode 2 was with Dwayne and Becky Zingale. They are in the process of launching Becky's book, Wonderfully Different, Wonderfully Me. I got a chance to preview the book, and it is great. They are really lovely illustrations, and it shares a message about diverse aspects of a person's identity, strengths, and differences. The Zingale family has been coping with smoky skies from the wildfires in Northern California, and even had a few precautionary evacuations. We are wishing them clear skies and a successful book launch for their lovely family. Minisode 2 was about the grief that accompanies diagnosis and reconceptualizing what life will look like in Holland. As time has passed, it has become even more apparent how unfolding this process really is. I have grieved around so many things. Starting and stopping daycare, guilt around using childcare at all or not moving to where there are more resources for deaf and hard of hearing children. Even Riley's older sister's first day of kindergarten was accompanied by grief over how hers might look different, how fearful I might be leaving her compared to her sister. Like the ocean, it comes in waves and always seems to make up a part of our world. I've also spent some time considering, as a support person to parents of children with disabilities, how much time did I really want to spend talking about grief? Was that tolerable? Did I even have the expertise, aside from the lived experience, to go there with people? I'm continuing to ponder how I can best support parents in their moments of grief and beyond. Episode 3 was with Krista Haller. She discussed the process of diagnosis, family advocacy, and support around her children's sensory needs, as well as her oldest stutter. She reports that they are adjusting back to life in school, and she is continuing to ask important questions and speak up as an advocate for her daughters when she needs to. Don't forget, she's a parent coach and would love to work with anyone who is hoping to calm the chaos at home. She is a wealth of knowledge on healthy attachment. Minisode 3 was about trusting my providers. This is probably the minisode I have referred to most often in my discussions with parents and reflections in my posts. And not surprisingly, it is the one where I share the most about myself and my personal journey with medical providers. This journey has continued to unfold since recording, and I am so encouraged that we have found a speech provider who feels like a great fit for Riley. I'm looking forward to an update on this post and all the things I have learned in the last few months. I also love hearing all of your feedback on your experiences with providers. I'm simmering on creating a resource for providers who want to be emotionally present with their clients. One more thing for my someday list. Episode 4 was with Katie Park, and she talks about her son's diagnosis and treatment with cleft lip. She shared an update that her son Logan started kindergarten this last month, and they are hoping to get a CT scan soon to show how much bone he has in his gum line to determine if he'll need a bone graft down the line. She says that otherwise, life is crazy, but good. In Minisode 4, I talked about the process of learning what CMV was and what that meant for Riley. I really wanted to emphasize the emotional experience of a new diagnosis in this episode. It can be so overwhelming to have access to all of the known outcomes on the internet and not know what is going to happen to you. There are other parts of our CMV journey coming up that I am going to talk about more, including our decision to enroll in a research study, the process of educating family members and friends on what the diagnosis meant, meeting other CMV parents, and learning even more about CMV on my own through CMV Awareness Month last June. I think this will add even more insight into how complex a rare diagnosis really can be, and I'm looking forward to diving into these parts. Episode 5, I spoke with Jana Cowper, a hard of hearing mom whose two young girls are also hard of hearing. She shared about her experience going from hard of hearing woman to parent to two hard of hearing kids, some of the unexpected challenges, as well as the difference between how people with hearing loss were treated when she was growing up versus how she wants her girls to be raised. I had a chance to participate in Jana's workshop series as a parent advocate and discuss what it means to advocate for our children in the world of hearing loss. It was a really great panel, and I really enjoyed connecting with other parents of kids with hearing loss, as well as learning from members of the deaf and hard of hearing community on what advocacy looks like to them. I also watched the replay of her panel with Danielle Guth of Compassionately Inspired on Instagram about personality traits and hearing loss. Danielle is a doctoral psychology candidate and had a lot to share that was so fascinating. Two really great resources if you're looking to learn more about the deaf and hard of hearing community. Minisode 5, I talked about the whirlwind experience of getting a second opinion at the State Children's Hospital and being rushed across the campus to meet with an ENT regarding the clinical trial we knew nothing about that morning. I'm planning to dive into this experience next, and I think there will be some really interesting discussions about making medical decisions, hopefulness, and the toll that highly involved medical processes can take on a family. I'm really looking forward to dissecting this part of our journey with you all. Episode 6 was with Becca Cordes. She shared about her experience with her son Valor, who was diagnosed with trisomy 18 at his 20-week ultrasound and passed away a few weeks before his due date. To be honest, I was so nervous for this interview. Would I be too emotional? Would it be a subject that was too much for some? But at the same time, I think parents who experience infant loss are sometimes skipped in the special needs community. There may be less to relate to as they process grief while others are racing between appointments or medical treatments, or trying to avoid the intensity of grief that parents who have lost their child simply cannot. But I think it's so important to include. So often I think parents who have had an experience like ours or Becca's hear things like, "I don't know how you do it," or "I couldn't do that." And we have to bust that myth. You can and you would if you had to. We're living proof. The Cordes family story is a valuable one, and I'm so thankful for the time I spent talking with Becca. She shared that she has taken a step back from homeschooling this year to focus on rebalancing and improving her mental health. I'm so glad to hear that she's taking the time to focus on herself and that she's willing to share it with us. Another important example of parent advocacy. Minisode 6 was entitled Welcome to the Club and served as a reflection on learning about deaf culture and trying to find my tribe amidst the world of disabled kid parenting. It acted as a bit of a manifesto, discussing the difficulty in having your identity shift as a parent while trying to support your child in finding their own. I'm really hoping to dive more into helping parents find their center and lead their families while trusting themselves, having others to relate to and feeling like there's a welcoming committee waiting when you touch down in Holland. Lastly, we had a bonus episode with Valley Gideons. Hers was the most recent interview, so I haven't sought an update yet, though I did just learn that she's coming out with her second book soon. Very excited to hear more about this. I also went out and bought her book with her daughter, Now Hear This, Harper Soars with Her Magic Ears. It's such a sweet story, and my 5-year-old really loved it. I definitely recommend you go snag your copy soon. And that's how far we've come in 7 interviews and 6 minisodes. I've learned so much, and I'm so excited to see what the second half of season 1 will bring me. It honestly feels like I'm just at the tip of the iceberg on so many of these topics, and I can't wait to keep going and see how much we can learn together. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm looking forward to what's next.
Thank you so much for joining me for this episode. I hope it was inspiring and encouraging for you and your journey. If you enjoyed it, I love it if you could share it with your friend, subscribe for future content, and leave us a 5-star review. This will help us grow our reach so others can join our community of support. If you would like to share your unique story with the Challenge Accepted community, feel free to reach out to me on social media, Stephanie Lucas MFT, on Instagram or Facebook. Thanks for being a part of our team.